And a good evening to you, hell of a has-beens. It's Cyanon, here to give you a little blast from the past. Akumakami 64 would like to recall you back to a time when people lived in abject fear of an infectious disease that killed millions. I am, of course, referring to the Roaring Twenties, the 1920s, and the Spanish Flu. Why, what else did you think I was referring to? Well, then or now, the has-been cast was still kicking, so kick back while I read you a family affair. At least you'd think it was for tonight's title, Uncle Adam. Chapter 1. Extermination Day, 1920. No one had ever opposed the army of exorcists in their yearly visits to cull hell of its sinners. No one had been brave or foolish enough to even try. Adam had often wondered what it would look like if they did, what moron he'd have to make an example of.
Go home, please!
He didn't expect it to be a little hellborn girl riding on the back of a small dragon goat thing that was about the size of a pony.
Kid, the fuck are you doing?
Adam asked dubiously as he floated in the air of hell, just in front of the portal to heaven. His army of exorcist angels were all impatient, but equally perplexed.
I don't want you to kill anyone, so please go home, Mr. Angel!
The demon called out with an innocence that was almost insulting.
Sir, let me handle, one of the exorcists called out, about to fly forward.
Whoa, whoa, contain the calamities, eager tits,
Adam said, holding out his wing to stop her.
Can't you fucking tell whose kid this is?
The angel cocked her masked head. Adam groaned while Lute cleared her throat.
That would be the Princess of Hell, soldier,
Lute informed flatly, giving the child a disdainful look, while the others realized why this was a problem.
My name is Charlie,
the princess gave out. No indignation, only a polite introduction. Adam wasn't positive about how hellborn aging went. But unless he was losing all his marbles, he heard about this kid being born around 100 years ago. She looked about 10. Adam tapped the finger on the side of his holy spear. Hellborns were technically off the table, unless, of course, they were stupid enough to actually try to stop the exorcists. But this was the royal Bratness herself. Hurting her was going to be a fast way to turn this into a bad day.
Fuck this in the fuck, Adam swore to himself. Ladies, do nothing to the kid. I'll handle this.
The angels watched on as their leader put his holy weapon on his back while flying towards Charlie, her pet growling warningly.
Easy, Razzle. But does this mean you'll go home, Mr. Angel?
Charlie asked hopefully, her eyes gleaming. The red shine of her gaze brought a scowl to his face.
Not a fucking chance, Hellflake,
he said, reaching up to pull her off the back of the goat demon to Charlie's alarm.
Razzle roared, snapping out to bite Adam.
The first man merely held up his arm and let the demon bite into it.
Cocky little shit.
Sir,
Lute called out in alarm.
Razzle,
the princess screamed in fear for her friend.
I can fucking handle this, Lute,
Adam called back.
Take the girls and do our thing while I deal with little El here.
Lute hesitated before nodding.
Yes, sir. You heard him. Fucking annihilate these disgusting sinners,
Lute called out, getting a cheer from the exorcists as they flew off to begin their slaughter. Adam ignored that mostly as he glared at the goat dragon that was trying and utterly failing to harm him.
You horned fuck, you got any fucking idea who you're fucking with?
He said, tearing his arm out and knocking a few teeth out as he did.
Razzle!
Charlie screamed.
Please don't hurt him, Mr. Angel. He was just trying to protect me. Please, he'll behave.
Razzle, bloody-mouthed but still unwilling to stop, gave a roar of warning to Adam, who only scoffed.
You're too stupid to even realize how fucked you are. Fine, then,
he said in annoyance. Faster than the demonic beast could react, Adam shot forward and grabbed the creature by the horn, his hand glowing with heavenly energy.
Please don't kill my friend!
Charlie's scream drew Adam's attention. He looked and saw the girl was now in full demon mode, the whites of her eyes red, and her crimson orbs replaced by ones that were yellow, almost animal. Her small red horns grew from her temple, and tears were flowing freely from her eyes. sobbing desperately as she stared into his mask.
Please? Please, Mr. Angel?
My fucking name is Adam, princess,
he stated flatly. Charlie sniffled a bit more.
Please, Mr. Adam, don't hurt him. I just wanted...
Adam stared at her in annoyance, weighing the pros and cons in his head before sighing as he pulled Razzle up by the horn.
You gonna play nice, you damn mule?
Razzle stared back for a moment before being engulfed in a small flame, emerging as a tinier, almost puppy-sized version of himself.
That's it, Razzle! Come here!
Charlie called out, holding open her arms with tears of relief. Razzle made a noise of affection before flying into her arms, mouth still bloody.
I'm sorry, Razzle. This is my fault. I shouldn't have brought you with me.
Shouldn't have come at all, Adam muttered, still holding her by the shirt. Look, I'm dropping you off at your home before you cause any more problems, so just stop your whining and do whatever it is hell kids do for fun.
Charlie said nothing, just holding desperately onto Razzle as Adam flew off, heading to one of the few places off-limits. The Devil's Manor. The sounds of the extermination rang out below them. Charlie looked down, watching with sorrowful eyes as she saw the angels chasing down and slaughtering so many sinners. There was no looking away. Every street was filled with dead and dying souls, and even some fruitlessly fled into the skies. Adam tuned it all out as they flew. He was just going to drop the brat off, then he'd leave. If he was fast enough about it, he wouldn't have to speak or even see... them. His hold on Charlie's shirt grew tighter, bawling into a fist. She didn't notice, her fixation on the sights below. Adam found the manor soon enough. He picked a balcony at random and sat her down. He glanced inside, seeing no one in whatever room lay within. Charlie sat down with her back to the railing, knees to her chest as she held on to Razzle. That should have been the end of it, Adam knew. He should have flown off and gone about slaughtering demon ass with the girls. So why the fuck did he sit down, he wondered, his rear on the railing, one foot propped up, the other dangling off the side.
So what did you think you were going to do anyway?
Adam asked absently. Charlie didn't speak for a moment, glancing at the golden wings nearby.
You've all been killing a lot more sinners every year.
Yeah, well, there was this shit show called the Great War on Earth, and then a damn plague came in and killed even more fuckers, Adam explained. We actually had a damn quota to reach to keep this shithole from overflowing.
Charlie nodded.
Yeah, I heard about that from my mommy and daddy.
Adam tried not to think about just who her mommy and daddy really were.
But those are over now, so I was kind of... I was hoping you'd...
Charlie trailed off.
What? Go home because you asked nicely? Adam asked rhetorically. Not how this shit works, Hellflake.
Why not?
Charlie actually looked up at him now, her eyes full of curiosity and sorrow. Did this brim muffin even understand where she was? What hell was and why it exists? Or had her parents not told her anything?
Why do you care? Adam asked with a scoff. You're a hellborn kid. Ignoring that, your parents are the top dogs around here. Not like we could attack you even if we wanted to.
I'm not worried about me. I'm sad because of all the souls you kill.
Charlie shot back with fierce sadness.
Oh, wow. You're upset we're slaughtering a bunch of low-life souls. Murderers, abusers, and the like.
Adam commented dryly, unimpressed.
Newsflash, you have a massive ass overpopulation problem.
I know that, but...
Charlie wiped some tears from her eyes.
There has to be another way.
Right, Adam dismissed. Is this what counts for an emo phase for demons? You get this super sappy nice time before you start collecting souls like they're baseball cards.
Thank you for not hurting Razzle,
Charlie suddenly said, rubbing the demonic sheep's head.
Don't bother, kid, I...
He closed his mouth. He didn't really have a reason for not killing the dragon goat. Any other day, he would have treated it like a duck in a shooting range.
You're kind of mean, but I'm glad you didn't hurt him,
Charlie said with a weak but genuine smile. Adam stared at her strangely, not sure how to respond or even why he was still there. Charlie didn't like the silence that came.
Hey, my parents told me about someone named Adam.
I'm sure they did, Adam muttered darkly.
He could imagine the things that they said about him. A door opened, drawing Charlie's attention inside.
Mama!
She exclaimed, running inside. Adam narrowed his eyes but refused to look back, to give her the time of day. He unfurled his wings and took to the sky, but not before flipping the bird over his shoulder. He didn't speak, and he didn't wait to hear anything. He flew out and immediately got to work. Work being exterminating. He vaporized a half dozen sinners with a wave of his hand before running into one of his girls. More exactly, his best one.
Miss me, Danger Tits! He called out.
Sir, you're about 100 souls behind me,
Lute informed with a slight challenge to her smirk. Adam returned it as he pulled out his spear.
Oh, the fuck I am!
Hell was filled with the screams of sinners and the wrath of angels as Adam lost himself in the familiar motions of the slaughter. So, the Princess of Hell cared. He wondered how long until that lasted. The decade? A century? Being a demon, he imagined it ended the moment she got a taste of tormenting and dominating another soul.
Sir? Sir? Sir!
Lute called, shaking him by the wing.
The hell, Lute! I was about to get a 3-for-1 shot!
Adam complained as he looked back at her, holding up a finger of charged holy light.
Sir, it's about time to stop,
Lute informed, looking at the clock tower. Indeed, extermination day was almost over now. Adam growled. He hadn't wasted much time with the Hellflake, but it felt like he barely got anything done at all. With a great blast of angelic energy from his hands, he leveled 2 buildings on either side of the road. Lute said nothing of the display.
Fine. Ladies, that's it. Pack it in. We're fucking off!
Adam said with a frown, addressing all exorcists through his halo.
Unlike me, that was rather unsatisfying.
Was it, sir?
Lute asked with a head tilt as they flew back to heaven.
Yeah. Having a damn quota takes some of the fun out of it,
Adam mused.
Who got the highest kill count? No, it was my ass.
Not sure. Mary seemed to be in the lead most of the day,
Lute acknowledged as they crossed through the portal.
Sir?
Yep,
Adam acknowledged carefully.
Was there any trouble with taking the princess home?
Lute asked delicately.
Lute! It's me. I'm the opposite of polite company, you uptight bitch,
Adam reminded with a grin. Lute almost smirked.
Very well, sir. Was there any trouble with the whore spawn?
You crazy!
Adam shook his head. Lute was always like this. She gave 100% to anything, even if she was trying to be polite or impolite.
Not a bit. Sat with her a bit, had to make sure she didn't sneak out again.
Lute nodded minutely. Silence rose before her brow furrowed in concern.
Are you all right, sir?
Peachy, Lute. Just peachy.
Extermination Day, 1921.
Really? Really? We're doing this again?
Adam asked in annoyance.
Hi, Mr. Adam.
Charlie greeted on the back of Razzle, waving at them. Or, actually, Adam was pretty sure this was a different goat demon.
Could you go back home this time?
Sir, should I handle it this time?
Lute offered. Adam sighed.
No, I got this. You know the drill, ladies. Knock 'em good and knock 'em double dead.
Sir!
Lute saluted as she led the exorcists off. Charlie looked on in disappointment.
You're not going home this time, are you?
Nah,
Adam answered casually, looking to the princess's mount.
This new? Something happened to Raffle or whatever you called it?
Razzle. He's fine. This is Dazzle, his brother,
Charlie answered with a small smile.
Razzle dazzle. Princess, you are a piece of work.
Adam said with a snort, looking the goat dragon in the eye.
Do I need to knock your teeth loose?
Please don't!
Charlie pleaded, and Dazzle made no move of aggression, eyeing Adam curiously.
We'll let you take me home.
Adam groaned. The kid could just go home on her own, obviously. But if he didn't escort her, heaven knows one of his exorcists might mistake the flying goat beast as a target.
Fine, let's fucking fly!
They rode on for a while in silence. It felt longer than last time.
Why in this place did you come out here? You should have fucking known I wouldn't stop.
Adam asked in annoyance.
I had to at least try.
Charlie answered with a soft stubbornness.
Besides, I wanted to see you again.
If the pipsqueak was a few decades, a century, if she was a good deal older, he might have had a flirting comeback for that. But she was a kid, though, and he wasn't one of the sick fucks down here that messed with kids.
Kid, I'm the leader of the exorcists. I mean, yeah, I'm fucking amazing, but why, by my own name, would you want to see me again just to escort your bratty ass back home?
Charlie didn't answer that at first, staring at him strangely.
Is that your face?
Nope,
Adam answered bluntly.
Then why do you wear it?
Charlie asked curiously.
Do you think you look bad under there?
Oh, the fuck I look bad! I look amazing! And everyone in heaven is beautiful, handsome, or both,
Adam countered.
And as for why, none of your business, kiddo.
Are you worried you'll get blood in your hair?
Charlie tried again.
Still no, Adam denied. But yeah, that's a concern. Demon blood smells like shit after a while and is a bitch to wash out of your hair.
Isn't cursing against the rules of heaven?
Charlie asked curiously.
Oh no, not one fucking bit, Adam answered with a grin. Most of the newcomers think it is, so it gets them a funny look, but the rest of heaven gets used to a swear-happy few.
Oh,
Charlie said in consideration.
Still sounds mean.
Adam grunted as they arrived. They landed on another balcony, Dazzle turning back into puppy mode. Just from a look, he could tell this was the princess's bedroom. Plenty of pink in there.
There, we're done. Bye, Hellflake!
Wait!
Charlie called before Adam could take off.
Are you Adam? Like the Adam from the story in Eden?
Adam crossed his arms. He normally was smug about his identity, and to be fair, he still was. But the chances of these stories being flattering were like finding a sinner in hell who wasn't addicted to something.
Yep, that's me. Adam, first man. All humans descend from me.
And Eve.
Charlie added on factually. He was going to smite so many buildings before today was over.
Yes, and Eve, my wife, the first woman.
Charlie opened her mouth and Adam leaned down to glare at her. Charlie wisely decided that it wasn't a good idea to mention the other first woman. She then proceeded to fiddle with her hands nervously.
What is it, kid? You gotta go to the bathroom or something?
Adam asked blandly.
I just wish I knew a way to stop all this. It's not fair. They're already dead and in hell. Why do they have to die again?
Charlie answered flatly.
I'm sure your parents will just blame the angels. Or me in some fucking way.
Adam scoffed.
That's not true,
Charlie said with a glare.
I mean, you don't sound nice in the story.
Gee, let me guess. The author was L. Morningstar?
Adam asked sarcastically.
But Daddy blames himself for a lot,
Charlie said softly.
I don't see him a lot, but whenever he talks about his past, he looks like he feels...
like a piece of shit?
Adam filled in bluntly.
If so, good!
Stop talking about Daddy like that!
Charlie demanded, her horns showing and eyes shifting as she glared up at the angel. Adam was unimpressed, but decided not to say more. The bedroom door opened, and Adam took that as his cue to leave.
Stop fucking letting your kid wander off on E-Day, he called out before taking off.
He glanced to his side before taking off, seeing Charlie's demonic visage vanishing, the princess staring at the ground with a sad and angry look. He didn't look back when he left, flying into his usual frenzy of angelic power and holy lights. By the time he was done, he had killed more demons than he had ever done before. However,
sir, you damaged the embassy,
Lute informed flatly.
Hmm?
Adam looked to the Heaven Embassy and saw that he had clipped one of the towers with his angelic beam.
Eh, needed a new paint job.
Lute cocked her head.
You still sound unsatisfied, sir.
I guess I'm just bored killing small fries, he mused. What do you think, Lute? Go overlord hunting next year?
Bigger fish, sir? Sounds like a damn good time,
Lute said with a smile.
So, is this going to be the norm? You sending the Hellspawn princess off to bed?
Can't do much if she has shitty parents that don't seem to care if she's safe or not.
Lute hummed in agreement as they returned. Extermination Day, 1922. This time, no one said anything or even groaned when Charlie showed up and asked them to leave. Adam just rolled his eyes and started taking her home. He did start cursing when Razzle, and it had to be Razzle, turned back into his smaller form right above Adam, prompting both Steed and Princess to land right on Adam's back.
Hey, I'm not a fucking taxi cab!
Sorry, Adam. I don't know why he did that,
Charlie said, clinging to his back in alarm, giving a scolding look to her pet.
Razzle, why would you do that?
Razzle just bad.
Now Adam groaned.
Kid, one of these days I'm turning that thing into lamb chops.
Please don't.
Charlie pleaded, already getting teary-eyed.
Dazzle will be so sad and lonely and crying and...
It was a fucking joke. Do not get your snot on my robes or my damn wings, Adam said angrily.
Okay,
Charlie said, eyes still glimmering sadly until she blinked curiously as she noticed something.
You're not fat.
Thanks,
Adam returned in confusion.
The robe makes you look fat,
Charlie said bluntly.
I know,
Adam acknowledged without anger.
You feel a lot skinnier,
Charlie said, poking his back through the robes.
Kid, I will drop you on the roof,
Adam warned. Charlie decided to change the topic.
What is heaven like?
Fucking awesome! Way better than whatever you imagine,
Adam answered with a grin.
I can imagine a lot,
Charlie stated curiously. Adam chuckled at that before he could catch himself, coming to land outside Charlie's room again.
So what, did your parents seriously not tell you to stay away from me?
No. I mean, I don't know if Daddy knows,
Charlie admitted.
What? What kind of man doesn't know where his only kid is during a day like this?
Charlie had no answer for that.
Mama didn't tell me to stay away from you. She said I shouldn't go out on extermination day, but she didn't say anything else about it.
Adam was torn between being curious about what, if anything, Lilith said about him, and wary about hearing what she did say about him. It might piss him off enough to do something stupid and scare Charlie. Not that he cared that much, but still.
But she was never mad or mad that I talked to you or that you were here,
Charlie answered curiously.
Maybe she forgave?
Charlie inhaled sharply as Adam's wings suddenly flared up, rising high as if to take flight or to strike something, their golden feathers gleaming with holy power. Adam was pissed. It was clear by the glare and the scowl of his teeth.
She can shove her forgiveness up her own pit, Hellflake,
Adam said as he flapped his wings hard, soaring into the air as a gust of wind swept through Charlie's room, nearly knocking the young demoness over. Charlie looked up with a sad, conflicted look as Adam sped away, no doubt to slaughter more sinners and vent the anger she'd accidentally caused him. And slaughter he did, killing a whole street full of demons with just his wings, heavenly energy wrapped around them to make them as good as holy blades.
Sir!
He looked, finding it was not Lute.
What is it, Val?
He asked with a distinct lack of interest. Even his blood dripped from his wings. Wings were easier to clean. He wasn't worried.
Sir, you said you wanted to hunt an overlord this year?
Val answered, her mask grinning in sadistic delight.
We found a good one.
Adam grinned. The overlord in question was an interesting-looking fellow. He was wearing a blue vest and top hat, giving him a certain fancy and British air. But his head was small and hidden in the shadow beneath the hat, resting upon the high collar. Only one bloodshot eye could be seen. The hands were furred and black, each with claws and a second thumb. The legs were covered in gray pants and looked to be stained with blood. He was surrounded by 10 exorcists, keeping him corralled here just for Adam.
Who the fuck are you supposed to be?
Adam asked idly.
Jack the Ripper. I suppose I have the pleasure of being your victim today, sir. Adam.
Jack said with a voice that had a tisk of chitters to it.
Jack the... Oh, fuck! I'm gonna enjoy this a bit!
Adam said as he pulled out his spear with a grin.
Intriguing. Did you not like my work, first man?
Jack asked, a strange sideways smile forming under the shadow of his hat.
Did you not like how I punished those whores?
Adam seemed to consider it.
Nope!
Jack found himself set upon by the progenitor of humanity, whose spear tip cut through his shirt before Jack could leap away entirely. The overlord flung his hands, many knives leaping from his sleeves to strike his foe. Adam backhanded them away with his wing, advancing on the murderer with a toying mood to him. Jack's one eye scanned the area as he was backed against a wall, looking for an escape path. He found none. Adam held up his hand and sent a holy ray at Jack, who barely moved aside in time. The attack made a hole in the wall, giving Jack the exit he desired. He leapt through the hole like a spider, only for his spear to be driven through his back.
Not today, bitch!
Adam said with a grin as he used the spear to throw Jack back into the open. The exorcists watching on with smirks.
You know, after 9,000 years of watching people fuck up in the most disgusting ways, only a few get a reaction out of me anymore.
Adam mused as he advanced on the wounded overlord.
Congrats on being one.
Jack growled in pain from the near-lethal wound.
Kill me and be done with this game, you vain, hell-hated nuthook.
Hey!
Adam barked, pointing a finger at Jack and vaporizing an arm, sending the serial killer falling back in agony.
Respect my nuts, you kidney-eating fuck!
Jack just groaned, unable to speak or think through the pain. Adam paused and looked up.
Ladies, anybody want the honors?
One came forward, landing beside the demon and pulling her helmet off.
Remember this face, you vile waste of a soul?
She said venomously.
Do you remember me?
Jack stilled as he seemed to recognize her.
You. No, not you. An angel?
The exorcist smirked wickedly.
That's right, you sick fuck. Me.
No one said a word or interrupted her as she brought her spear down, stabbing Jack in his tiny head, then again and again and again to the head, the torso, the belly, everywhere. He was dead after the first few attacks, but she didn't stop mutilating his corpse until she was out of breath. She looked up finally, seeing that her sisters had left to continue the purge. The only ones that remained were Adam and Lute.
Sir, ma'am, I'm sorry, he...
Adam held up his hand, waving her off.
It's fine, you don't have to explain shit to anyone. Though, do that again, and I'm calling you Stabatha.
He will,
Lute warned bluntly.
I can live with that, sir,
she said proudly. Even her spear trembled a bit in her hand.
Thank you, sir.
Adam just waved her off, prompting her to put her helmet back on and fly off.
Satisfied, sir?
Lute asked evenly.
More so. Always happy to help one of the winners in the group get some payback,
he said with a chuckle.
Think she'll stick around or leave the exorcist after this?
don't know. We Heavenborn never leave the Exorcists, but some of the Earthborn angels in our ranks lose their drive after getting their own justice,
Lute remarked, gazing up at the portal back to heaven.
You were early getting back this time. Did something happen?
You know, kids, doesn't matter if they're from heaven, hell, or earth. They always put their noses where they don't belong,
Adam remarked dismissively. Lute tilted her head.
I wouldn't know, sir. I've never had children. Are they really all like that?
Kids are curious little shitheads, especially about their parents and anything related to their parents,
Adam said darkly.
Sir, I understand your concern, but if she arrives next year, I can take her back without incident,
Lute offered.
Danger tits, I trust you in a fight. I don't trust that you can avoid any and all fucking trouble in hell with her under your care,
Adam said flatly.
Besides, you're assuming I trust them around anyone.
Lute found herself smiling at that beneath her mask.
We have an hour left, sir.
Good. Let's see who has a higher kill count after this.
One day later.
Adam.
He looked up from his burger, swallowing.
Yo, Sarah, lunch break?
He asked casually. The Seraphim was almost amused.
No, I need to speak with you,
she said, teleporting him to her office. Adam was only slightly annoyed.
Okay, but I'm still eating,
he warned as he took a seat.
What do you need?
Sarah supposed this was partially her fault for doing this while Adam was having his lunch.
I read the report on the last extermination.
What about it?
Adam asked with a raised eyebrow.
Did you go after Jack the Ripper intentionally, or was that a coincidence?
Sarah asked idly.
Eh.
Adam swayed his burger back and forth in a so-so gesture.
Wasn't looking for that asset, just any overfuck. Why are the royal elves taking a piss about that?
No. They also haven't said anything about your yearly meeting with their daughter,
Sarah remarked calmly.
Good, seeing as I protected their damn kid for them,
Adam remarked.
Why?
Hmm?
Adam glanced at her strangely.
Sarah, you know that just because I can be an asset that I'm not stupid, right?
She smiled at that, or almost. It was hard to say.
I'm well aware, Adam.
Letting a Hellflake get hurt was one of the fast ways to have them on your ass, and you on my ass, and suddenly everyone's on each other's ass like it's Sodom and Gomorrah all over again,
Adam ranted.
Wonderful way of putting it,
Sarah said with a small eye roll.
I know. Wait, what were we talking about?
Adam asked with a furrowed brow.
I believe you called her the Hellflake,
Sarah reminded.
Right. Kid comes each year, asking us to fuck off and go home. You know, not pull an extermination. I take her back to make sure there's no trouble.
Adam shrugged.
My girls are great. Right? They're not ones you send to handle delicate cargo.
Nor was he, but that went without saying. Adam grunted and finished his burger.
Didn't we start this conversation about Rip the Jacker?
Sarah raised an eyebrow.
I know what I said, Head Fluff,
Adam said bluntly. Sarah hummed.
In any case, yes, we did. In truth, the only reason I asked was because one of your girls is requesting to leave the Exorcists and...
And she's the one who killed Jack,
Adam finished.
Let her.
Sarah studied him carefully.
Just like that.
Let her take the secrecy oaths and everything, then let her go.
Adam waved off.
Besides, she'll be back in a decade or two, probably.
Sarah held a hand to her chin as she kept regarding him.
Anything else?
Adam asked somewhat impatiently.
I still got shit to do.
No, you don't, Sarah said in amusement. But that is all, Adam. Thank you.
Adam gave a half-hearted wave and left. He had a going-away party to arrange.